and welcome to another podcast that we're publishing as we get ready for our 25th anniversary of Oink Ink Radio. I'm Dan Price, along with my partner slash brother, Jim Price. And we want to thank you for joining us as we present some of the work we've done over those 25 years. We thought it would be interesting to sort of present 25 spots over those 25 years, which we're calling 25 for 25, that, you know, either were particularly memorable because they won a lot of awards or because they did this or that or marked some sort of milestone. They're in no particular order. The final five will be, and we'll do like a countdown to our favorite all-time spot that we did. But until then, just sort of listen to them in any order you would like. In today's installment, we are going to listen to and talk about a spot we did for Marine Midland Bank. This is one of those, more than any other of the 25, that's being presented more as a milestone that we had achieved than being awarded or anything, because it wasn't awarded. I don't even know that we would have like entered it in anything. But as much as anything, it really represents the very beginning of our existence. First of all, it was brought to us by an agency called Eric Mower and their Buffalo office. I know we also did some work for the Rochester office. They, I think, had a Syracuse office. Now they're in, like, I was just looking at their website the other day. Now they're in 9 cities. But they were, for sure, our very first consistent agency client. Them and, do you remember, Trone and Bozell in Omaha,
Trone's
actually.
Trone's the first job I remember, actually, for the supermarket.
The difference was, I guess, that Eric Mower not only came to us so early on, and you'll come to find out it was like within months of our opening. But then they threw so much work at us. It was over several years and all just different clients. More than anybody, I think, they sent us a variety. It was like Ford TV stuff, Rochester Community Bank, Cook Champagne, Buffalo News, Marcus James, Agway, Fry's.
Actually, even the Buffalo News, I remember, those were all done by Scott Sanders, who you refer to in another.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Even a little bit of Kodak. But there was even a story behind some of the Fry's work that we'll get to in a second, too. But we did tons of work for Marine Midland Bank. And back then, they did really, we didn't write any of these, although Marine was a little bit of a collaboration for reasons I'll get into. But they always did, you know, really nice, smart work back then, you know, and again, that wasn't like that sort of big award-winning work that gets judged by its peers as being the funniest and things like that. But it was always smart, real nice and tight work. And not everything, as I mentioned earlier, went on to win awards and things like that. But it was always really nice work to be involved in. And so we're honoring Eric Mower and the really enormous contribution for our getting to 25 years by playing the spot that we did for them. Had it not been for them, I'm confident that we would not have been here, because that was an awfully, it's, you know, starting any business from scratch is very difficult, statistically almost impossible, literally. Like the Small Business Administration, I remember back then, would say 95% of all businesses fail within the, you know, first year. Thank God, really, they came along. And when I say they, for the most part, it was Chris King, who was a producer there, and to this day, easily one of the best producers we ever worked with. Just really got it, you know? Yep. He really knew his stuff. He really recognized good work. He was so easy to work for, real smart. So anyway, so that's why we wanted to honor that part in our history. Because back then, it's funny, when we started out, there were a few companies doing this. One, and I don't know what stage they were in, but there was this sort of famous company called Dick Orkin's Radio Ranch. Prior to that, they were called Dick and Bert, and then they split up, and, you know, it was the Radio Ranch, and then Bert Bars and Kirby and all this kind of thing. So if you were at an ad agency, those are the guys you would hire, and that's who our competition was, and we chose to compete with them sort of head-to-head, like pricing-wise. We didn't want to go around and sort of make our mark being, you know, we're the cheaper guys or anything like that. So those first few years were super lean, and we knew they would be. But Chris reached out to us I mean, right off the bat, we opened in February of 1992, and this spot was produced in September of 1992. And we chose this specific spot in particular because it, like one that we just previously did in another podcast, it represented several things from our early years. It's sort of a New York-Philly combo spot. Our roots are from Philly, as I mentioned before. We got our start in Philly, and after many, many years of being exclusively New York and then opening a studio in L.A., the last couple of years we've actually returned a bit, and we kind of go where the job feels right, and so we're back in Philly quite often, working with Rick DiDonato, who we think actually produced. He's running the podcast today. We think he engineered and edited this spot that we'll be playing when he was like 22 years old or something. So that's sort of fun to recognize. But the actors in it are Jody Mitchell, who's just a great comedic actress, really. This isn't a funny spot. It's more of a slice of life. And the announcer is Rob Webb, who is the voice of 60 Minutes, and he's the voice of a million things. He's one of the most active voiceover people we've ever worked with, and to this day remains so. But there's also a little bit of a side story to the recording of this spot. Jim and I, from time to time, way back then, and not so much now, but more, I guess, because the kids have gotten older, when we needed a child in a spot, we would lug home back then, you know, a cassette tape recorder or eventually a DAT machine or whatever the technology was, so that, and it's really for a couple reasons. One is, as I've said in other podcasts, when you have a child in a spot, if the kid's 4, 5, 6 years old, they're not going to be particularly better than many other kids. And it's not like they bring a lot of experience to the party. So what's nice is in bringing the equipment home, you know, and I have 4 children, Jim has 3. You know, at certain ages, it's nice to go home for the weekend with the equipment and just say, hey, Joey, none of our kids are named Joey, but, you know, hey, let's record this and let's try it again. And you know, you just sort of like work with them throughout the weekend so that you get some really good material. And that's what happened in this case.
Yeah. And actually, it was Eric Mower. I don't know why it's sticking out more than any other, but we would do that a lot for them. I think they used to do a lot of write and produce a lot of testimonial type spots where they needed like real people and all that. So I think for them, probably more than any client, we probably, you know, use that resource, just personal friends and family and all that, more than any other.
Well, it was for them that you did the Fry's recordings like that.
Yeah, like I still remember, you know, that's all. There really wasn't a script. It was Fry's, I think they were hot dogs. And I remember bringing home this recorder. Again, I still say DAT machine, but I don't even know if DATs existed then.
Yeah, I would think not. The first DAT recording I remember is the Buick stuff from McCann, which is also way back when, but not this, you know.
But I remember bringing that home and being at a party, and I think it was like a family-type party because I know my mother-in-law was there, and recording people in the bathroom, like early in the party.
Actually, which was better than doing it later in the party.
Yeah, well, I specifically went early for that. I needed, you know, 12 different people to say, you know, Fry's. I like Fry's. I could have Fry's. A couple things happened. I know. I remember my mother's an old mother-in-law's an old old. Well, sorry. She's not a young.
That was good.
Old from Germany, and she always pronounced hot dog funny. So I couldn't use her. I used my wife, who was, it was kind of more like a favor because she was really just not a good actress and couldn't even say, you know, Fry's without, you know, sounding forced. But yeah, it was for Eric Mower that we would have to do a lot of these. And, you know,
those spots came out pretty good, as I remember, you know, because it's nice because you don't have that, you can't get that kind of sampling of a group of actors. You know, who's going to hire 15 or 20 actors of all different ages and get them in a booth and say things like, you know, so the spontaneity sort of nice. And that's what happened in this case. I know another spot in this series, I used my daughter Brittany. For some reason, that spot was called Caitlin. And then this spot, the title of it is Matthew and features my son, Matthew, who, it's funny, when you listen to the spot, you can picture now he's actually engaged and about to get married, and he's pushing, you know, was 27, 28 years old. And in this spot, he's, you know, 4 or something like that. So anyway, this spot, once again, is called Matthew, featuring Jody Mitchell as the mom, my son Matthew as the son, Rob Webb as the announcer, brought to us by the great Chris King at Eric Moer in Buffalo.
Okay, Matthew, here's your lunch.
They let you eat at kindergarten?
Oh, sure they do, honey.
He won't eat. I know. He won't eat unless I'm there.
What else am I going to do?
Well, there's finger painting and story time, and you sing songs. There's all sorts of things.
We can do all that at home.
What are you going to do all day?
Oh, I'll keep busy. Looking at your baby pictures, crying, things like that.
Today, it's off to kindergarten. Tomorrow, it's off to college. What can you do to help him get there? Start planning now with a little help from Marine Midland Bank. From CDs to investments, including tax-advantaged options, Marine can help you find a way to get him ready for school, even if you're not.
Oh, here's the bus. Have fun.
Bye, Mommy. See you later.
Don't go. Stay here just one more year.
Marine Midland. Banking for the real world. Visit your local branch or call 1-800-9-MARINE.
Okay, and I had mentioned Chris King numerous times throughout, and he was kind enough. It was great to hear from him after so many years, and we spoke to him recently.
It's funny. I always think of them as comedy, and I know they do more than comedy. I was just listening to their work the other day, and it's just always amazing to me how good it is. Yeah, we probably did start off with a Marine Midland spot, and I'm sure it wasn't comedic. It was probably kind of lifestyle-ish, human, emotional stuff that I didn't necessarily think of them for. But yeah, they did such a great job taking the script from the paper to the final product. Their production was great. Just dealing with them was great. Dan was a good golfer. I remember that. That was important to me at the time when he would come to town and visit. But seriously, they just made everything so easy. They made the process easy. It was always better than if we had gone out and produced it ourselves. But we did work with some of the competition, and it was just more enjoyable working with Dan and Jim.
And there you have it. The spot called Matthew from Marine Midland Bank, from Eric Moer in Buffalo, courtesy of Chris King, and all done here at Baker Sound in Philadelphia, as were several other spots that have made our top 25. So thanks, everybody, and we will catch you next time.